Welcome to Anastasia State Park, 1,600 acres with miles of pristine beach, a tidal salt marsh, and a maritime and upland hammock. You can, and maybe you should, spend days exploring this natural jewel on Florida's north coast.
If you do, you'll discover a Florida that few experience. The natural, peaceful surroundings that greeted the earliest explorers and was home to the original native population. You can also find a rare archaeological site, a coquina quarry where the soft indigenous rock was mined to build the nearby Castillo de San Marcos. The easiest way to find the quarry is to stop at the entrance to Anastasia State Park and follow the nature trail.
In addition, you can also see a more recent piece of Florida's history a little closer. Throughout the park, the original State Road A1A serves as the park road, and this is a good place to tell you a little about its history. Until 1945, the road was made up of many different and confusing numbers, so the state of Florida renamed the coastal road from Key West to Callahan, Florida, State Road 1. However, just across the intercoastal waterway was U.S. Route 1, running parallel to the newly named State Road. After about a year and a half of confusion, the coastal road was redubbed State Road A1A.
The dual A's in the title are often said to stand for Atlantic 1 Alternate, and it certainly seems as good an explanation as any. Up until the mid-1970s, what is now the Park Road was A1A. However, after numerous storms and destructive erosion, it was rerouted to the park boundary, and this portion was left to serve as the Park Road.
And it's also a good place to see some of the challenges of a coastal road. For years, regardless of the official name, this stretch of highway was referred to as Bubblegum Road because of the sticky tar and bone-jarring potholes that travelers encountered. In fact, it wasn't uncommon to get stuck up to the axle when heading to the beach on a hot summer day. Mother Nature herself takes a toll as well. Shifting dunes, beach erosion, hurricanes, and other natural forces are constantly battling man-made structures, including the byway. As you explore the natural beauty of Anastasia Island and the rest of our historic and scenic coastal byway, we hope you give a little thought to what it took to build and maintain it. We certainly think the effort is worth it, so we can all enjoy it today and in the future.
As you travel A1A Coastal Byway, keep your eyes peeled for the audio tour markers. You can also find more information at scenicA1A.org.